Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Six Parallel Passages on Discipleship. Number one, Matthew 10, 24 through 39. Note the key points. He who loves father or mother more than me, Jesus says, is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Number two, Matthew 16, 24 through 27. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Mark 8, 34 through 38. Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Number four, Luke 9, 23 through 26. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? Number five, Luke 14, 25 through 35. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Count the cost. Whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And number six, John 12, 24 through 26. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. Note, number one, all of these passages deal with the concept of death to self and following Christ. All of them. All these passages deal with the concept of death to self and following Christ. Number two, all of these passages use similar terminology. That is, love life, lose it. Lose life, save it, etc. Number three, Jesus clearly relates these parallel concepts to the issues of salvation discipleship. Number four, all of these passages involve salvific, that is, salvation content, in a context emphasizing salvation. Discipleship is really a lordship issue, and saving faith is a matter of believing in Jesus as Lord as well as Savior. To truly believe on Jesus as Lord is to personally recognize him for who he is as Lord God and Savior. That is a life-changing proposition. Jesus said, Matthew 10, 26 through 28, "But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.